Tamam.
A 13-year-old Kansas City girl wins the National Spelling Bee with a 9-letter word. She nailed it. We're going to tell you all about that coming up around the bend. Are you a good speller? Did you have trouble in spelling, or did you ace it as well? In the day of Internet access the way it is now with kids on the computer, I think it's a pretty big accomplishment. Also, when we go to sports shorts, Woody Austin, Steve Stricker, and, of course, Tim Clark split the lead at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. I happen to spend the day out there. I'll share my observations on that event, what it's like to be out at a PGA tournament, what the crowd was like, that kind of stuff. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will lighten the load as we swing into the weekend. There are some movies that are out, none that are giant. We just had a whole bunch of big releases. Angels and Demons was one, of course. We had Monsters vs. Aliens. That was another big release, what, a month ago. And there have been a slew of others, too, including Star Trek. So this is soft openings, I think, of some pretty independent-type films. But you might dig the indies. So we're going to preview a couple of them coming up around the bend for you. Oil's at 65 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. What does that mean to you and me? Have you noticed? And, of course, it normally does go up after Memorial Day and right before it. So gasoline a little bit more expensive. Anybody feeling the pinch? Highest spots, always the same. Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And what's up with these nutballs calling 911 when they're at places like McDonald's and they're upset over orange juice? Like the police, which have been thinned down a lot of the departments because they can't afford to have so many cops on patrol anymore with the tax base shrinking, you have idiots calling 911 over orange juice? Believe it or not, that's not our blunder of the day, however. Ooh, we got a doozy for you. We've been talking about this all week long. What's happening with North Korea and Kim Jong-il after the nuclear test? And North Korea, of course, now threatening, as of a couple days ago, to go after U.S. ships and South Korean ships that may try to stop any of the North Korean ships from getting closer and closer to their destination. In other words, bottom line is North Korea is saying South Korea's participation in the U.S.-led, we'll call it proliferation security initiative, is pretty much a prelude to a naval blockade. I think that we're going to see something happen. I think we're going to see some kind of mini naval war go on in those waters, in those western waters out there. Hey, since 53, there's been a truce. I think that truce is about to be broken right in half if North Korea follows through with their threats. I mean, there is more than heightened tensions on the peninsula following those underground nuke tests. And then, of course, the firing of the series of short-range missiles earlier in the week. He just does not care. So John McCain, one of many senators reacting to Kim Jong-il, here's what he said initially about the nuclear tests.
I have to say that I was disappointed in some of the Bush administration's handling of this issue of North Korean nuclear capability. But I believe that this administration is taking it all too lightly. This is very serious. This is a dictator, an Orwellian situation, a dictator who is capable of actions that we cannot predict. There's no doubt that they are, the scenario as you described it at the beginning of the show is taking place, and there are thousands, I believe 30,000 American troops in South Korea. The North Koreans have the capability of setting Seoul on fire because of their artillery emplacements that on the other side into North Korea. This is of the utmost seriousness. We should act unilaterally and urge the United Nations to act as well, and also with the Japanese who have some influence. And finally, the Chinese are the ones that have the ability to influence the North Koreans. It's time for the Chinese to to step up to the plate, and our relations with China should be affected as to how they behave in this crisis.
All right, even more specifics from McCain.
We should reinstate North Korea on the states that sponsor terror list. We should freeze financial assets wherever we can. We should work with the Japanese to prevent transfer of funds to North Korea. I talked about the Chinese. And by the way, the Prime Minister of Israel does not share the President's rather optimistic view about the Iranians and nuclear weapons.
All right, it's all what we've talked about. Pretty much I'm completely on par with what McCain's saying. We've said it now for the past couple of weeks here and beyond that, actually, before that, we've said the same exact things, that the last administration, there was all this rhetoric about sanctions and everything else. And then this administration seemingly saying, I don't know, just tossing it into the wind. You had Hillary Clinton, the U.S. Secretary of State, quotes warning of consequences, but what are those consequences? And the UN Security Council is taking no action. And I agree with McCain. You cannot trust Kim Jong-il. If I was in Japan, I would be worried. Japan has a reason to be worried, and I think McCain's right. We've said this all along. Strangle them off. Cut them off. Don't let them get any of their stuff out. Don't bring any of this stuff in. So sorry. Too bad for you. Kim Jong-il, that's what I would do. You have to eventually go for the jugular, because constantly now, this has been, I think it's been 2.5 years we've been talking about this. It's constantly these threats, these hollow threats do absolutely nothing. And did you notice that McCain in that appearance said he agreed and basically knows that Netanyahu is not happy at all with Iran, and I don't think you're going to see any sort of peace extended, particularly between Ahmadinejad and Iran and Netanyahu and Israel. No, not likely. You could tell that when Benjamin Netanyahu had the meeting, of course, with Barack Obama, a couple of weeks ago, he kind of looked a little sour, playing the game, but not happy at all with what's happening in Iran. And I didn't see him going along with the idea that we're going to figure out a way on the Gaza Strip to create a Palestinian nation and coexist in peace and move things along. And then, of course, similar with what's happening with Iran, to eventually try to broker these talks, but it's not happening. Anyway, we're going to go global for you, of course, here on America Tonight. Also, odds and ends. I mentioned already the fact that you have a 13-year-old winning the national spelling bee. Spelling for some was a reason to try to cut class. Spelling for others was a good thing because you'd get the gold star on the paper, right? But as I said, when you're in the era of the computer, what technology gives us, it also takes away. And I think a lot of younger people aren't great spellers because they have spell check. And they don't use the English language, in some cases, correctly. We'll do a little spelling thing a little bit later on ATN. Coming up next, though, the head shrinker for this show, Judith Barr, joins us from Connecticut. Hang on. You're going to love what she has to say.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 950.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 977.36, 488.68 for the half ounce, and 244.34 for a quarter ounce. That's 977.36, 488.68, and 244.34.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Call 877-394-6657. GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
America Tonight, hanging out with you coast to coast, everywhere in between and beyond. All right, I told you a little bit about what was on the menu tonight. Of course, we're going to go global. Of course, we're going to throw somebody in the dungeon. I actually haven't done that in a couple of days, but there's just too many nuts floating around. There's got to be somebody we can heave in there, right? In fact, some of you have sent me a list. Yeah. So I'm going to make certain that we go over the list and comb through it and see if we can come up with the right person to shove in there. In the meantime, one of the candidates would be, I think anybody that does anything to animals or kids would make the top of my list. Well, more than 400 dogs, yeah, did you hear this story, including three puppies, were removed from a puppy mill that's being called one of the worst cases of animal abuse ever seen by lots of animal groups and state officials in Washington. They're saying it was shocking, heartbreaking, just bloody awful. Dogs were found living in wooden crates, shopping carts, makeshift kennels, just caked with feces, and detectives had to wear gloves and booties on their shoes before walking onto the property. It was that bad. All the dogs, of course, after that are going to need all kinds of medical attention. Let's face it, they're going to have extensive treatment. Some of the dogs were suffering from malnutrition. Others had urine burns, overgrown nails, all that stuff. I mean, just awful. Here's the thing. I think when someone does this, you really do need to put them away and lock them away for a good long time. Let them feel what that's like. 66-year-old Ella Stewart, and the kennel was Sun Valley Kennel. That's who was picked up. I mean, when you have a cop that's breaking down in tears, a guy saying it's just so shocking, you know it's bad. And you hear about these puppy mills, and luckily I've never been in one. So Stewart pleaded not guilty to one misdemeanor count of second-degree animal cruelty. If convicted, it's just 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine. I think they need to slap some additional charges on this woman. What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Matt, I know that you didn't grow up with dogs, but you and I have talked about dogs a bunch on this show, and a lot of people listening to America Tonight are dog owners, or at least dog lovers and or animal lovers, and every once in a while we have something like this happen and people just blow out the phone lines to talk about it. I think these puppy mills are just awful. But you listen to a little bit about what I said, and when you have a sheriff who's just in tears when he's talking about this, you know it's probably worse than you can even imagine. Don't you think 90 days is just too light of a sentence?
Yeah, it seems like it, especially for stuff like Michael Vick, what he got.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't really seem comparable at all.
No, so why shouldn't this woman, for the abuse and the havoc she's wreaked on these animals, why shouldn't she suffer the consequences back? I mean, you know, what happened basically is that neighbors started to complain, and she was breeding all kinds of dogs. So you had all those situations, as I said, going on with the malnutrition animals and the urine burns and all that other stuff. And in the meantime, she was trying to breed certain types of dogs, and there was, I mean, it was just so out of control, so awful. So they put all these dogs in these emergency kennels, and you heard me say the amount, 400 dogs. I mean, that is just crazy. It wouldn't have, if it was a small amount, it would still be awful, but 400 dogs, wow. Wow. So I got to think that there's got to be some way that you could beef up a sentence here. There has to be. Throw some more charges at this woman because, you know, who knows how many dogs died in these conditions and how many might still die anyway for lack of food or other things, because it's obvious with that many, they're not all going to survive. And that's pretty much what I read, too, that you have some that are kind of borderline as to whether or not they're going to survive. Just awful. It's completely unacceptable. Hey, the situation in North Korea is unacceptable as well, and a bunch of you have hit me up with the email, so we're going to go to the inbox because it's overflowing, which means, frankly, that it's telling me I have to delete some of the emails. So
you
that
have
means
mail, mistress.
Yeah, that means mistress has to read some of the emails. I'm sorry I haven't done that here on the air in the last couple of days on America Tonight. Here's one from Prime. Prime says, hey, Kate, you have been talking about North Korea a lot the last couple of days, and you should be. You're absolutely right. Kim Jong-il is on your list of simply flat-out evildoers, and he's on my list, too, but the bottom line is, you cannot trust them. They need to cut the rhetoric and do something more serious. Just cut off North Korea. All right, here's another one from Ann. Ann says, thumbs up. I heard you talking the other night about Madonna. I thought it was hilarious when you mentioned about her boy toy. What's the scoop on him? Is he an actor? Is he a musician? What is he? You know what? I think he's just a model. That's it. Maybe a wannabe actor, but just at this point, to my knowledge, he was, I think, a Calvin Klein underwear model, only 22 years old. Hey, look, live and let live. If she wants to hook up with a 22-year-old and he wants to hook up with her, more power to her, I guess. The fascination over Madonna, I don't get it. I give her credit, though, from the point of view of reinventing herself. Because how many decades has Madonna been around? That she just turned 50? And she's been able to still draw a crowd when it comes to concerts or producing an album or doing something controversial, whatever it is, she finds a way, right, to sell herself. But the nonsense with her husband and then the stuff with Alex Rodriguez, who I'm not a big A-Rod fan anyway after this whole steroid stuff. I mean, before that it was dicey, but then you find out about the steroid use and everything else that happened in his world. And, of course, Madonna was part of not the steroid thing, but Madonna was part of the A-Rod bubble. Oh, she was mysteriously in the Hamptons, and there's Alex Rodriguez suddenly behind her, and oh, his wife is having a baby, and he flew down for 5 seconds, and next thing you know, they're divorced. And I don't care. I don't care about that stuff other than to say it just adds to all of the Madonna lore, right? Bottom line. Here's one from Jake listening to us on KJCE. Jake sends us a lot of emails. I love Jake's emails along with Dennis McMahon in Vermont. He sends us clever emails, too. And Jake says this. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a very, very long time, as you know. It's interesting what you said the other night about Sonia Sotomayor. I think you're dead on right. Couldn't we ever just have someone be nominated by a president and have them come before the microphones and tell the American people, this is simply the right person for the job. You can check all the credentials, but this is the right person. Does it always have to be about somebody being a woman, a minority, filling a void? You get where I'm going with this. Hey, if she fills the void and she's good, I have no problem with that. But what has she done? You talked about some of her cases and said, in fact, some of them had been reversed by the Supreme Court. Where does she stand on some of the, as you called them, thornier issues? Let's talk more about this on the show. I know you've been talking about it for the last couple of days. All right, it's interesting. That's what's happening now. The abortion issue, of course, has come front and center, and you're going to hear that when the Senate gets a hold of her. Ultimately, the true take on this judge is if she gets on the Supreme Court, if she becomes a Supreme Court justice, which I think is a shoo-in. I don't think there's going to be too much objection, really. There will be scrutiny and all that other sort of stuff when the cameras are rolling and the hearings begin. But you just, there's, first of all, you look at the makeup of who's making the decision, and I can't see it. So if we go in this direction, though, and we talk about it, I've heard from a couple of different people in Washington, and we're going to have some people on next week who know a lot about her, but that she's really more of a moderate liberal, if you want to throw a label on her. And some of her decisions have shown that, of the hundreds of things that she's had rulings on. We'll talk more about that coming up later on here on America Tonight.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
No sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
I felt like she would bite the dust. The 66-year-old Ella Stewart and this situation at the Sun Valley Kennel in Kennewick, Washington. I know we have people listening to us in that area, and it's a sad, sad deal with the 400 dogs that had to be removed, including a couple of puppies from what's really being dubbed as one of the worst puppy mills on record. And the condition's just awful. Fact is, right now, the way it stands, it looks as though she might only get 90 days in jail and up to about $1,000 fine, which to me is too soft of a sentence. Prosecutors are looking at it, and they might file some additional charges. But I'll tell you, who's ever running the Humane Society in that state, if there's something to scream about of all the things people get upset about, here's a definite, obvious case for jumping on the soapbox and stamping your feet and having people pay attention to what happened in this puppy mill and finding these puppy mills, unearthing them, and rescuing these dogs. If I worked for the Humane Society, that would have to be one of my top goals, no question about it. One of the worst cases they've ever seen, the conditions that they were kept in? Absolutely. Forget the Michael Vick thing and protesting and whatever. Those protests are over. He did his time. He's out, whatever. And he's continuing to work with the SPCA and the Humane Society. This is prime for SPCA and Humane Society. This is where you need to be protesting that the sentence could be that light. And, hey, hasn't even been sentenced yet. Maybe nothing. Maybe just probation. Which then it would be an absolute crying shame if that were the case. All right, here's the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up around the bend, I know I'm previewing a lot of stuff, but coming up we're going to let you hear what the Kansas girl did as far as spelling a word to win the National Spelling Bee. Boy, to even outlast those rounds is an amazing thing. You have to be, I think, so cool, calm, and collected. And you have to, I think what happens is they sound out the words and then, you know, kind of play back in their head. But there is a real skill for this. And the bottom line is, if you win the Scripps National Spelling Bee, you take home pretty much close to $40,000 with cash and the prizes they get too. And that's all money that could be used toward school, etc., ultimately. But 13 years old, so you're thinking, what grade is that? I guess that I don't know why I can't even think of this. But still, she's still a youngster. And so much is in front of her, obviously, including high school and college. And she could come back, I think if you win, you still are eligible to come back, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it was always that way, but I think now you can. So she could be back again, winning more money. Who knows? Spelling yet another word. That's happened before. They've had a couple of repeats. When it comes to the lottery, though, usually you hear these stories about people who win the lottery a couple of times. But there was a winner in South Dakota, $232 million. Yeah, the Powerball jackpot. It was sold, the winning ticket was sold in a little ranching and farming town, less than 3,000 people in this town. I mean, how often does that happen? Pierre, South Dakota. It's got to be pretty exciting for those people. It is the ninth largest Powerball jackpot ever paid out, certainly in South Dakota. You got 180 days to claim the prize. Can you imagine if you lost that ticket? And here's what's interesting. So I told you the number. If you sell the winning ticket, you get $50,000. The business that sold the winning ticket gets $50,000. So the store that gets that is Little Feller Convenience Store. Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. And by the time you take the taxes out, the winning numbers, 5, 6, 12, 16, 21, Powerball was 7. Now, for people listening to me, because, of course, we're syndicated all over the place, you might not have Powerball in your area. I've never lived in a state where they have Powerball, but Powerball is played in 30 states. Washington, D.C., the U.S. Virgin Islands, also. Powerball is huge. Mm-hmm. I just get the I just have the regular old lottery and the Mega Millions. I'm in the Mega Millions category. You know, there's a bunch of states that play Mega Millions, and then the other states fall into the Powerball category. Wonder if a lot of people are playing the lottery. If you have a recession and you have an unemployment at 9%, unless we're talking about Las Vegas, specifically even Nevada, Reno too as well, when you have unemployment there over 10%, because you got to think of the industry. What if more people are playing the lottery? We're going to do a little mini poll on that. How about Matt Johnson? Because, of course, you're in the Big Bad studio in Minnesota and in Minneapolis, and I understand that there's kind of a little syndicate where people go around and collect money and then play the lottery. Are you part of that? He doesn't want to cop to it. Well, I think he is. I think he's part of that crowd. So that's the thing. If you're in an office and somebody's playing it and all you have to do is chip in a couple of dollars? Can you imagine if you didn't chip in those dollars and then they won? That's happened. Every time you, it seems like every time I read about a big pot where a bunch of people were part of it, there's always some sourpuss that doesn't chip in. And you don't even, and usually it's like a buck or two. They're not telling, they're not asking you to pay $20 and they're getting a ton of tickets, but it's just a handful of dollars. Ooh, you'd have to feel like you really screwed up if you didn't do that.
I'm disappointed I didn't win.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I mean, you think about that. You think about the taxes you take out of that. You wouldn't be doing this show. You wouldn't. I don't care. No matter what, you wouldn't be doing broadcasting.
I was all
no
set
way.
To prepare and call in today and call you up and be like, can't come in. I'm Oprah rich.
I'm Oprah rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, $232 million. Oh.
I could deal with that. I could live off of that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and then if your relatives were bugging you for money, who cares? You have so much money. I won't tell them.
Uh-uh.
I won't tell anyone. I'll just disappear. You know what? There is something to that, Matt, that what happens to lottery winners is we make jokes about it, but their lives get, somehow they get crazy drunk with this money, and they spend a lot of the money, and a lot of times they end up bankrupt in the end, which is, I don't get that. I don't see how you can win that money, and you could still spoil yourself, but not be smart enough to hold enough back to survive on it.
I already got the plan down for after I win. This is
so
what you do.
What's the plan?
You don't claim the ticket in your name. Mm-hmm. You create like a little trust fund foundation type of a deal.
Right.
And you get it that way. So then your name's not out there. Then what I would do is I'd take the cash option, obviously. But then I wouldn't let myself have access to all the cash. I'd, you know, have some financial people like only give me a certain amount per year, because then I'd totally blow out on everything. I mean, I'm young and dumb, you know, so I'd buy like 800 cars. But, you know, so that just, you know, like a couple million a year, something like that. You know, initially you get a big chunk, you know, maybe like 10, 15 million. See, I've thought about this. 10, 15 million. And then I'd buy, you know, a couple houses or something like that, take my friends out on vacations. And then I'd only like get a portion of it each year. So that way it's almost like you're, you know, a salary. And then you're not blowing in money on ridiculous things. And then
right, that's what
broke.
You do.
Yeah.
Sure, that's what you do. You left. If you just lived off the interest, you'd be making so much money anyway. You'd still be living high off the hog. So that's exactly what you do. And then you always have a cushion. You wouldn't have to worry, especially with a high dollar amount that we're talking about there, because you take out the tax money and you still have a ton left. I mean, I guess it's possible to spend it all, but you'd really have to go beyond your wildest dreams to do that. But people do. Sometimes even when they win really huge amounts of money, over 50 million clear even. And I think that's just buying, you know, 50 cars and 10 houses, and then before you know it, they're done and they're selling everything off. I've read so many stories about that. In fact, we'll have a couple people on that have won the lottery. I've had people contact me and ask if I wanted to speak to people who've won and had success with it, and people who have won and have not had such a good run with the whole lottery earnings deal, which is just crazy, because the amount of money that you're talking about, you could do exactly what Matt said and you would still be living so well and could still make mistakes even with the cash and not have to worry. I mean, it's just ludicrous that when you have those high dollar amounts that you end up bankrupt and selling everything and in trouble in a lot of cases. Nutty. Coming up next, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon. You don't want to miss that. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on ATN.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Yes, another weekend here. For some people, there's only a four-day work week, so that's not bad. It probably went pretty quickly, I'm thinking. Tuesday's tough after you come off of a three-day weekend, but once you get back into it, it sails by, I think. Kate, of course, here on America Tonight. Thanks for all the emails, by the way. Boy, you are blowing up my emails. AmericaTonight.net. I made a joke of it, but I was serious about this. It has a little thing that goes across, and it tells you 80% full, 90% full, danger, danger. And I had to weed a bunch of emails out. Nutty. Kay is listening to us in Pennsylvania on WESB. I love that station. Hey, Kay, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear from you. What do you want to talk about, Kay?
I missed you talking about the natural disasters.
The natural disasters. Did I mention that again tonight? You know how I always say that there's always a natural disaster somewhere in the country. The thing that I was talking about earlier wasn't a natural disaster. It was the whole puppy mill thing. Did you hear about that? Did you hear me talk about the 400 dogs that they picked up from the Washington puppy mill? As far as natural disasters, the biggest thing we have going on that could be scary, Kay, is that we have this tropical depression that's forming in the Atlantic, and they don't think that there's a big threat anytime, for this to land, But the hurricane season has officially begun, and they're predicting a doozy of a hurricane season, if that means anyone this anything. This depression has winds of about 35 miles an hour. It'll be a tropical storm in the next couple of days. Could hit land pretty much, you know, looking at some of the northeast areas, but they don't think it's going to amount to much. So I guess we get a break on that one, Kay.
Wow, yeah.
And thank goodness, because we've had, what have we had this year that Kay's right, I say this all the time. We either have wildfires because of the Santa Ana winds in California, or we've got mudslides going on, or we have tornadoes in the Midwest, in the South. Actually, tornadoes are showing up all over the place.
Exactly.
We've had the floods. Remember the floods? Dakota slammed with North Dakota getting slammed by the flooding. Iowa had a similar problem a year ago. It's been pretty brutal. So cross your fingers, Kay, that nothing horrible happens in Pennsylvania.
Amen.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Matt, I hope I don't somehow anger Mother Nature, but I got pretty famous for a while for saying every other night, no kidding, I really could point to a disaster somewhere in the country. But right now I think all is quiet.
Well, let's hope you don't predict anything evil happening anymore.
That's right.
You're going to be predicting the end of the world and stuff? And
No, this isn't a conspiracy theory show.
The 20-year flood.
I'm not going to do that.
The wrath of God coming down upon you.
It's not the Madam Cleo show. I'm not going to do that. Oh, that's a good idea, though. Call us at 800-259-5791, and I'll give you my prediction on what our next natural disaster is going to be in this country. But, I mean, you know, oddly enough, there was amazing severe weather and storms that seemed to whip up every single night when I was on the air for the longest time. Even if you could take the winter, you could take the spring. In the Missouri area, there was so much icing that you have down power lines and big chunks of power outages all over the place. St. Louis and pretty much all over the state of Missouri and Illinois got slammed with it, too. And
you got
the
people
airport
from Vegas
delays.
Calling you up about where to place the next natural disaster bet.
That's right. I mean, they're going to have an...
All the bookies are calling you up.
Yeah, at Bally's, they're going to put a special little thing up
the
for
Kate
me on
Delaney
the board.
Special.
That's right. Do you want the Kate Delaney special? Where is the next natural disaster? It's nutty. Nutty, I tell you. Don't worry, Kay, though. If we do have one, we will absolutely be talking about it because, yeah, it seems like when I'm on the air, it happens. But this one, no, I don't think anything's supposed to happen, supposed to dissipate. So that's the good news. It's just there is this tropical depression, and it does symbolize the fact that, oh, yeah, hurricane season begins on Monday. Officially Monday is hurricane season. Yep. Hey, this is something that I got an email from one of the listeners listening to us on WVMT in Vermont, and we've had a bunch of people on. We had Clint David on, an attorney, talking about some of the scams that are happening that people fall for, and somebody sent me a link to, I think, one of the craziest things that I've ever seen, a check scam. People getting wired or getting sent these checks. So they get these fake checks, and about 1.3 million people have fallen for it. Yeah. And the average victim gets taken for about $3,000 to $4,000. So I'm wondering, what happens? You get this unexpected check or a money order for thousands of dollars in the mail. And so you don't question it. You think you've won a contest or you've hit the jackpot in a lottery or you think it's payment for something. And, you know, and that's what they do. They play on that. They make those things up as to what it is. And once it's wired, it's gone. So the scam is so successful because people mistakenly believe that when you deposit a check or a money order, your bank confirms that it's good before letting you withdraw the money. And most believe they wouldn't be held responsible if the check or the money order turned out to be counterfeit. But that's wrong, because you are responsible for it. So here's what the rub is. When a bank says a check is cleared, it of course means you have access to the money there, right? If it doesn't, it means the check is good. If the check bounces, which could take a few days or maybe weeks, you have to repay your bank for any of the money you withdrew. So bogus checks could really be used for anything, right? All they have to do is come up with a story and get you to bite as to why they sent you a sizable check and why you should cash it and wire them the money. So prizes, lottery scams, mystery shopper scams, that's another one that they do. Here's the bottom line. Nothing is for free. Nothing is for free. No legitimate company, by the way, would ever have you accept a job that requires you to cash, for you to cash a check and wire money. None. Zero. So I hope if you're listening to me and this happens to you, just keep this in mind. Don't accept this, because why would you wire somebody money? You don't know them. Why would you wire them the money? It's not legitimate. You're being set up. I can't even believe they get away with this. Especially to the amount, 1.3 million people falling for it. Wow. That might be the biggest scam not the biggest scam of all time, but that might be the easiest money of all time. I mean, why would you ever agree to cash checks and send the money somewhere as part of a job from working from home? It's not legitimate. And if you get something and you think it could be, then there's an easy way around that. You take it to the Federal Trade Commission, the Postal Inspection Service, or some other source. Because why would somebody give you a check or money order for something and then ask you to do it and, you know, send them the money in return? In fact, I even have a website for you. This link is fakechecks.org. So the usual three W's, fakechecks.org. And you can figure out there how to protect yourself. Just remember, if you're listening to us and you get one of those in the mail, and a lot of people have, don't fall for whatever the pitch is. Now, I may have gotten one of those in the mail now that I think about it. But I'm sure I tossed it right away, because somebody wants me to send them money and I have no clue. What are you talking about? You're going to give me this check? Yeah. Does not add up. Be careful.